Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Shri Samananda Prabhu ki jai. Nitai Gopinamani. All glories to some of the devotees. All glories to some of the devotees. Today is the disappearance of Shri Samananda Prabhu. So today we're reading Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 24. Let's go. Okay, here we go. Chapter 22, entitled The Process of Devotional Service. Today we're reading text 24 and 25. There is a change in the schedule. 26 will be next week. That was arranged beforehand. Oma gyanita mirandasya gyanam jana salakaya chaksurun militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano bishtam stapitam jena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam datati swaparantikam nama om vishnu padaya krishna prishtaya bhutale srimati bhaktivedanta swaminti namane namaste saraswati deve gauravani pracharani Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Dishitarni Panchakalpa Trubhischa Kripa Sindhubhivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda So text number 24 Krishna Nitya Das Jiva Taha Bhuli Gela Edo Shemaya Tare Galaya Bandila Translation is, the living entity is bound around the neck by the chain of Maya because he has forgotten that he is eternally a servant of Krishna. Text 25. Tate Krishna Bhaje Kare Guru Sevan
Tate Krishna Bhaje Kare
Tate Krishna Bhaje Kare Guru Sevan
Tate Krishna Bhaje Kare Guru Sevan
Maya Jale Chukte Paya Krishna Racharan
Maya Jale Chukte Paya Krishna Racharan
Maya Jale Chukte Paya Krishna Racharan Tate Krishna Bhaje Kare Guru Sevan
Tate Krishna Bhaje Kare Guru Sevan
Maya Jale Chute Paya Krishna Racharan
Maya Jale Chute Paya Krishna Racharan Tate Krishna Bhaje Kare Guru Sevan
Tate Krishna Bhaje Kare Guru Sevan Maya Jale Chute Krishna Racharan
Tate Krishna Bhaje Kare Guru Sevan
Maya Jale Chute Kare Krishna Racharan
Hare Krishna Bhaje
Tate Krishna Bhaje Kare Guru Seva. Maya Jala Chute Paya Krishna Acharam. Yes? Come on. Tate Krishna Bhaje Kare Guru Seva. Maya Jale Krishna Paya Krishna Charam.
Tate Krishna Bhaje Kare Guru Seva.
Tate Krishna Bhaje Kare Guru Seva. Maya Jale Krishna Paya Krishna Charam. All right, one more.
Good.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna Bhaje Kare
Guru Seva. Hare Krishna Bhaje
Kare Guru Seva.
Maya Jala Chute Paya Krishna Yacharam. Yes, ladies. Go ahead.
Tate Krishna
Bhaje Kare Guru Seva. Maya Jala Chute Paya Krishna Yacharam. Okay, Tate. Therefore, Krishna Bhaje. If one worships Lord Krishna, Kare, performs Guru Rasevan, service to his spiritual master, Maya Jala Chute. Gets free from the binding net of Maya. Paya gets Krishna Racharan. Shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Translation purport by Swami Shukalpada Kija. If the conditioned soul engages in the service of the Lord and simultaneously carries out the orders of his spiritual master and serves him, he can get out of the clutches of Maya and become eligible for shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. Purport. It is a fact that every living entity is eternally a servant of Krishna. This is forgotten due to the influence of Maya, which induces one to believe in material happiness. Being illusioned by Maya, one thinks that material happiness is the only desirable object. This material consciousness is like a chain around the neck of the conditioned soul. As long as he is bound to that conception, he cannot get out of Maya's clutches. However, if by Krishna's mercy he gets in touch with a bona fide spiritual master, abides by his order, and serves him, engaging other conditioned souls in the Lord's service, he then attains liberation and Lord Krishna's shelter. So it's very nice to know something about the meaning of these different words, just like we're singing bhajans, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Doya Karamore. Doya means the mercy. Here we got also More. More, unto me. We're singing in the before class, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Doya Karamore. Please, we're not, Srila Prabhupada said, we're not stones. We can't become desireless. Sometimes this misconception may be there. We try akama, we say akama sarva kamava, to become free from desire. But that doesn't mean that you become a stone, you become desireless. The desire, you have to transfer that desire. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamai. Please give your mercy to me. We're praying, Krishna, please give your mercy to us and get free from this Maya Jale. Maya Jale. Toma Vina, it means without you, Toma Vina Kedayale. Kedayalu. Toma Vina means without you, Kedayalu. Who is merciful? Jagat Samsare. In this material world, there's no other person who can be merciful like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Next one is also very nice. Patita Pavana Hetu. Hetu means the cause. Why you come here? Patita Pavana. You come here to deliver the fallen souls. Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar. This is why you descended. Tava Avatar. Avatar means coming down. And then Narottam Das Thakur is praying nicely, Mo Samo Patita Prabhu. You won't find anyone more fallen than me. Mo Sama means, Ma means to me, and Sama means equal to me. Mo Sama Patita, fallen. Na Paibi. You won't find anyone more fallen than me. Mo Sama Patita Prabhu, Na Paibi, R means any other one. So this is the prayer that the Vaishnava is thinking that he's most fallen, and he's therefore a very good candidate for getting that mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he's come to deliver the fallen souls. So this is talking here, this first verse, Krishna Nityadas Jiva Taha Bhuli Gila. Very nice description that we, in the material world, hey doshe maya tare galaya bandila, that because jiva taha buli gila, that we have forgotten this thing, Krishna Nityadas. We've forgotten jiva taha. In the material world, that's the symptom of the material conditioned soul, that he's forgotten Krishna. Taha buli gila. Hey doshe, because of that mistake, that fault, hey doshe, maya tare, maya to him, galaya bandila, he bounds him around the neck. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's written a nice song talking about something about this, how the living entity has forgotten. He's putting himself in that condition. And he prays that, Bhuliya Tomare, I've forgotten you. Bhuliya Tomare, Samsari, what is that? Samsari Asi, I've come into this material world because I've forgotten you. Heye Nana Vidavyata. What is the result? The result is very unfortunate. Peye means he's obtained. Nana means various kinds, vyata, it's miseries. So many miseries, all sorts of different kinds of miseries. And he explains a little bit more. First he says, Tomara charani asya chiyami bolebo dukerakata. Therefore, because of all these miseries that I'm suffering in this material world, I've come to you to Bolebo Dukerakata, I've come to explain all these different types of miseries I'm experiencing. Dukerakata, all the narrations of my sufferings. And then he describes all these different types of wanderings in the material world. Janani Jatare Chilam Jakan, Rishama Bandana Pashe, says from the very beginning, when in the womb of my mother, Janani Jatare, in the womb of my mother, Chilam Pashe, Vishama Bandana Pashe, I was very cramped and bound up in this womb, suffering so many different kinds of miseries. Mother is eating different types of foods and burning the very sensitive skin of the baby like that. And then so much, actually, that misery of material birth, being bound up in the womb of the mother is practically unbearable. Therefore, ekvara prabhu deka diamore. When one is in the, what did I say, there's no atheists in the foxholes. In Bengali they say, what is that? There's Dukme Hari Bhaje. Dukme Hari Bhaje. That in distress, then we worship Krishna. Sukme Bhajana. That in the happiness, if someone is enjoying happiness in the material world, temporary happiness, of course, that's kind of not really happiness, but a relief from the miseries. But he's thinking, when he thinks that he's enjoying happiness in the material world, Hari Bhajana. That there's no need for worshiping Krishna. Jadi sukme hari bhaje, duk pabhi na. But if you worship Krishna when you're happy, then duk pabhi na. Then you don't achieve, then you don't get any of that misery that is found. So in the material world, that birth, is beginning with the birth, janma mrityu jara vyadi, these things, dukkha doshana darshana. We think last time we were saying that we should understand how miserable this material world is. Birth, death, old age, and disease. So, takana bhavinu. Ekbar prabhu deka dhyamore vanchile edina dasi. That when I was in that miserable condition, that Krishna, he comes to someone. He's dina bandhu. He's very kind. If someone is practically unbearable miseries, then sometimes this is actually a good fortune for the living entity. Kunti prays like that. Vipara shantu tashvashva. She says, we've suffered so much, the Pandavas and the Kunti, they suffered so much miseries, but Kunti, she's actually praying that these things, may they go on and on. Vipara means all these vipara, what's he say? Problems, all these different problems, santu, let them be, santu, shasvat, let them go on and on. Because by experiencing these miseries, then we're always thinking of you, and you're always with us in these different miseries. And when you're with us, then there's no more problem of this janma mrityu jara vyadi. We don't have to worry about these problems of repeated birth and death in this material world. So, takana bhavinu, janamapaya. Then, janamapaya, he took birth. Karibo bhajana. He says, takana bhavinu. He's thinking like this. Takana bhavinu. In the womb of his mother, he's suffering so greatly, Krishna appeared to him. And takana bhavinu. At that time I was thinking that janamapaya karibo bhajanatava. When I take birth, I will surely become your devotee and I'll worship you. Bhajana karibo bhajanatava. I will worship you when I take birth because this is so miserable in the womb. But problem is there. He says, janamapaya parimaya jale. Here are the same words that we have here today. This maya jala chute paya krishna chan. Maya jala is the web, just like net. Jala means net. Janamapaya parimaya jale. Pari means he's fallen into this web of maya, the net of maya. Na hoyale jnana labha. And I've forgotten all these things that I was thinking about in the womb. I've forgotten all this knowledge of worshiping you. Adarera kele, swajanera kole. Because when one takes birth, he's very, all the mother and father and all the relatives, asya kaitina kal, taking very nice care. Oh, just our Lord has appeared. We worship him so nicely. Such a nice baby. They're taking such nice care of me. That's part of this maya jale. Nahayale gyana love. And adare gale. Swajanara kole. Hasya katanu kal. Janaka janani. Snehete bhulia. Samsara lagilo bhav. Samsara, and then I thought, oh, this world is not so bad. It's very nice. We can enjoy this very nicely. Janaka Janani. My mother and father, Snehete Bulia, by their affection, I've forgotten all these miseries of birth, being in the womb, and samsara lagilo bala. Then I think, oh, this world's very nice. Krame dine dine. Krame dine dine. Balaka haila, kelina balaka saha. Then gradually I grew up a little bit and I became, as a boy, balaka haya. Kelinu balaka saha. And I engaged in sporting activities, play with other living boys and children. Ara kichudini. After a short time, jnana upajilo, patapari aharaha. Then after a little while, I became, had to go to school. Jnana upajilo, patapari aharaha. I was working very hard. Aharaha means day and night studying to gain some knowledge. Jnana upajilo. So then next, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's talking about his own life as pretending himself to be a conditioned soul. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the acharya. We don't take him to be a conditioned soul, that this is all what you call nityalila, just like Krishna's pastimes, the pastimes of the acharya. We don't take them, what is that? Amartya abhyasuryeto, that we don't take the... So we don't take the acharya as an ordinary human being. So their activities are pastimes for our benefit. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's saying, Vidyara Gaurave, Brahmi Deshe Deshe. He was a magistrate. And Vidyara Gaurave, he says, being proud of my education, I used to go here and there. He was transferred different places. Dana uparjana kodi. Then he collected, he earned so much money like that. Not so much, he was not, didn't have the pastime of a rich personality, but he was well-to-do. But these are, again, these are pastimes. So whatever the living entity, whatever the acharya does, we can just take advantage as instructions. Swajana palana, kori bo, kori ekumani. He said, swajana palana, he's taking care of his family. Kori ekumani, very attentively. Ekumani. He's taking care, very good care of his family. Bulina tomara hari, and this way I've forgotten you. Of course, again, we have to understand that this is his instructions for us. So this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about how he passed his life, and then he goes on to say one more line, which is a little bit instructive for some of us. Vardakya ekon. He says, now I become old. Bhaktivinoda, Kandiya Katara Ati. And I said, oh, this is time for crying. Nabhajiya Tore, Dina Brita Gela. I didn't worship you, and I passed my life uselessly. Therefore, Vardakya Ekon, Is that another song? He says, Vardakya Ekon Upaya Vihin. So maybe some other song, or I don't know, maybe different version of this. Vardakya Ekon Upaya Vihin. Upaya means Vihin. Now I have no other, I'm not qualified to do anything for you. He says, Upaya Vihin. Anyway, Kandiya Katara Ati, Na Bhajiya Tore, Dina Brita Gila, Ekon Ki. Habe gati. What will be my destination? This is the way that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's praying about how the living entities, Bhulia Tomari, by forgetting Krishna, we're bound up by this Maya Jala, the network of Maya. So, next verse, it says that Tate Krishna Bhaje Kare Guru Sevan. So, by the mercy of, that is described sometimes, many times, the Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jiva. If someone is fortunate, somehow or other, he can, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai, he can get the mercy of the spiritual master by Krishna, and Krishna, by Krishna's grace, he can get the spiritual master's mercy, he can get that Bhakti Lata Bij, he can get that seed of devotion, and again, he can have the opportunity to awaken his Krishna consciousness as described here. Maya Jale Chute Paya Krishna Arachana. By Krishna's describes Bhagavad Gita, that Daivi Hesha Gunamai, this Maya Jal, you can't get free by one's own prowess. One may be, have so many different qualifications after studying in this material world, Vidyara Gaurave. Another song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that Vidyara Gaurave, what is that? That he becomes simply a like an ass. You become very proud of your so-called study in this material world, and you become proud and just like an ass. So, Daivihesha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratya. One can't get free from very easily this material bondage, this Maya Jal. Maya Jali. I don't have that one. There's another song he talks about the Maya Jali. Maya Jali Baddahoye Achamiche Kajloye. Maya Jali Baddahoye Achamiche Kajloye. So, yeah, so one has to have this Guru Sevan. One has to serve the spiritual master. Here we are. So, this service of the spiritual master was exemplified very nicely by one great personality in our line. This is, maybe we can sing that song. Today is the disappearance day of Srila Shamananda Prabhu, Shamananda Pandit. Actually, yesterday was the disappearance or disappearance of the day of two great personalities also, Mukunda Datta and Sridhar Pandit, they say. Sridhar Pandit, some usually called, referred to as Kola Becha Sridhar. Kola means banana and Becha means one who sells. So he used to sell all the different products associated with banana tree. They, in India, still they use banana leaves for plates, many places. It's actually, very cultured to have a banana leaf for a plate. And you can just pick it up and throw it away. You don't have to wash and clean up the dish afterwards. So, and then cups, they make cups and the flowers, you can make nice sabji and like that. So Kola Becha Sridhar, he used to sell different products from banana trees to in the marketplace. And whatever profit, he didn't make much profit, very humble occupation. Whatever profit he made though, he would use half of it for worshiping Ganga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a young man, he was would go to this Kola Becha Sridhar and bargain with him that, oh, you're taking big profit and you don't understand that you're using it to satisfy, to worship Ganga, but Ganga is coming from me. And Sridhar would become, what? What are you saying? This blasphemy. And this way, they would have a wonderful back and forth. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit would grab the products and Sridhar would, they would have tussle, fighting back and forth, pushing and shoving and saying, no, you're charging too much. I'll give you half as much. And Sridhar would just get frustrated and said, all right, take it whatever you want, at whatever price you want. because Nimai Pandit was very attractive personality, being the supreme personality of Godhead. Nobody could argue with him much. And Mukunda Datta was classmate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is yesterday. Mukunda Datta, that was, he introduced Gadadhar Pandit to Pundarik Vijayaniti, and they took initiation. Mukunda Datta was a wonderful singer. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that pastime was there that, said, I can't, Mukunda Datta can't see me because he can't get my mercy because he goes here and there listening to all these Mayavadis and such persons. And they said, well, will he ever see you? He said, after 10 million births. And Mukunda Datta heard that and he said, oh, I'll see him again after 10, I'll get his mercy, darshan, after 10 million births. He was very happy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all right, let him come here. So anyway, today is the disappearance day. That was yesterday. And Mukunda Datta and Sridhar Swami, Sridhar Kolabecha. So today is Shamananda Prabhu. Good. Want to play some more drum? Jayamilo Premadana Taruna Prachu. Eno Prabhu Kota Gila Acharya Thakur. Kamora Saru Krupa Kahakabira. Kadasa Raghunatha Patita Pabha. Kamora Bhakta Juga Kaha Sanata. Kale kota gela dora natara. Pashane kutibo mata anale poshibo. Gauranga Junera Nidhi Kota Dile Pavo. Gauranga Junera Nidhi Kota Dile Pavo. Sesabha Sangira Sange Chekoyla Bira. Se sangana paya kande narotamada. Jayanilo premadana Dharana Pratyo. Ena Prabhu Kota Gila Acharya Tato. So this is this song was written by Narottam Das Thakur. He's actually, anyway, you can read, he who brought the
treasure of divine love,
yeah,
who was filled with compassion and mercy. Where is such a personality as Srinivas Acharya Gaur? Where are my Sarup Gamadhara and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatana? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the world? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal? Where is Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where the Lord Gauranga, great dancer, suddenly go. I will smash my head against the rock and enter into fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of the devotees in whose association formed his pastimes, I wrote them at Das simply please.
So this is Narottam Das Thakur's wrote this song in feelings and separation for Srinivasacharya. Srinivasacharya and Narottam, and there was one other personality that was Shyamananda Prabhu. They were three associates together. They studied under Jiva Goswami in Vrindavan shortly after the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They had some association with some of the six Goswamis. But they were studying under Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami was one of the youngest of the, he was the nephew of Rupa and Sanatan. He was born from the Vallabha, Anupam, their brother. So Srinivasacharya, these three personalities, Srinivasacharya, Narottam Das Thakur, and Shyamananda Prabhu, they were coming like next generation. Out of those three, Shyamananda Prabhu was the youngest. I think I read something that he was born, he appeared like 1 year after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's departure. Narottam Das Thakur, just shortly before Narottam Das Thakur's shortly before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, and Srinivasacharya appeared some like 10 years before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance. So they were practically somewhat contemporary, the six Goswamis. They studied, as I said, under Jiva Goswami. This Shyamananda Prabhu and also Narottam Das Thakur, they were both born not born in Brahmin families. That time, caste consciousness, practically even 50 years ago, caste consciousness was quite prominent in India. Still something is going on some places. They were very concerned about who is who, what birth you're, what family you're born in. This goes on. So it's actually Shyamananda Prabhu was appeared in the family of cowherds, not even cowherds, but practically they're Vaishyas. They say he appeared in a family of Shudras because he was delivering the milk of products like that. But he was Acharya. He's our Acharya. We're celebrating his appearance day. He was given the name at the time of birth Duki, because his siblings, his brothers and sisters, his parents lost some of their children at the time of birth, and therefore they gave him this name Duki, that let him be not be seen by this Yamaraj, don't let him escape his glance. by giving him this name. But he became, he excelled in his activities, all of his, he's studying, because even though he was born in a lower class family, he was very exemplary, and they understood, his parents understood that he's not an ordinary personality, so they let him go. He had a revelation that he should take initiation from this one personality, and I think he was appeared in Orissa, just near the border of Bengal, and he went to this area of Navadvip, where he had revelation that he should take initiation from this Hriday Chaitanya. Hriday Chaitanya was a disciple of Gauridas Pandit, who was one of the 12 cowherd boy associates of Nityananda Prabhu. And so this line, this Gauridas Pandit, his follower Hriday Chaitanya, there's so many stories we can't, I guess we're not going to go on all the stories about how Hriday Chaitanya, he used to be called Hridayananda, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hid in his heart one time. Gauridas Pandit saw the deities were missing from the altar, and they chased, came and saw that they were dancing in kirtan, and that was organized by Hridayananda, and they this Gauridas Pandit, he was a coward boy, so he had some different kind of mood. He had a stick in his hand. He said that the deities disappeared from the altar and they were dancing in the kirtan, so he took stick and chasing them. What are you doing? Get back on the altar. And they disappeared into this, the heart of this Hridayananda, so they became known as Hriday Chaitanya. So they're coward boy line, because this is significant, because Shyamananda Prabhu, he took initiation from this Hriday Chaitanya, and he was very, very faithful servant of his spiritual master, but he had different mood. Hriday Chaitanya was the mood of his spiritual master as a cowherd boy, and this Shyamananda Prabhu, he developed, he went to Vrindavan under the, with the blessings of his spiritual master. Because the spiritual master is the only, what's the translation? Our bhaktas could say, what's the translation of this song that we're singing? Sri Guru Charana Padma, Kevala Bhaktati Sadma. What's the translation, you know? We say the prayer translation before we sing, no? The lotus feet is the only way by which we can attain pure devotional service, yes. So this is the secret of success in spiritual life. You can't get anywhere, yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadad nagatikutopi. You can't make any progress without the blessings of the spiritual master. So Shyamananda Prabhu was a very faithful follower of his spiritual master. Actually his spiritual master sent him to Vrindavan to study under Jiva Goswami, because Jiva Goswami was the undisputed acharya at that time. After some of the six Goswamis, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami departed from this world, there was, in Bengal, there was so much, we had a nice description yesterday. Vyasa Suno was telling about all the different upasampradayas that became spawned. So, anyway, this Hriday Chaitanya sent Shyamananda Prabhu. Actually, he was not Shyamananda. He was, after he initiated, he was born, given the name Duki, and then Hriday Chaitanya gave him the name Krishnadas. So he was sometimes called Duki Krishnadas or just Krishnadas. And so he sent this Krishnadas to Vrindavan to study under Jiva Goswami, and that time this Srinivasacharya and Narottam Das Thakur were there studying also. So he had very nice association, and they became very famous. They brought out the first book distribution party from Vrindavan, the six Goswamis' book, literature they brought to Bengal. But anyway, that's a little bit afterwards. So he was studying under Jiva Goswami, and he learned how to engage in the different types of service. I was going to speak something about the spiritual master, but spiritual master, there's different qualifications. So first thing is that he has to be a Goswami, one who controls the senses. Rupa Goswami, he gave description in this Upadeshamrita, Vacho Begum, Manasakrota Begum, Jiva Begum, Udarapashta Begum, Etan Begum, Yo Vishaheta Dira, Sarvam Apiman Prithivim Sashishat. He says that one who can control these six urges, then...
What?
What's that?
Guaranteed success in bhakti.
That's the next verse, actually. Here he says, Prithivimsa Shishat. Prithivimsa Shishat. That he can become spiritual master for the whole world. One who can control the six urges, yes. What are those urges? You can remember? Yeah. That's okay. Yes. So this is called Goswami, one who can control these urges. And how does one control these urges? One has to engage them. Like I said in the beginning, we're not stone. We can't stop the activities of the senses. We have to engage them. This is nicely described in the topics of Ambarish Maharaj. First thing, Savaya Mana Krishna Parara Vindayo. First thing is the mind, because the mind is the controller of all the different senses. One has to survive mana Krishna padara vindayo, the lotus feet of Krishna, not just Krishna, but the lotus feet of Krishna. We think of keep those lotus feet of Krishna in your mind, grab them in your heart, and this way all the other senses will gradually become engaged in his service. So this way, these Srinivas, Narottam, and Shamananda Prabhu, they were taught also, they had some kind of training in this mysticism, that fixing the mind. This is called, there's some verse that you utilizing your mind for. This story is there in the Nectar Devotion, how the Brahmin in South India, he had no abilities to serve Krishna, but he, with his mind, he was doing all these different things. He was cooking and dressing the deities and offering artiyak. And one time he cooked some sweet rice and he wanted to see if it was too hot, so he touched it and he burned his finger. And this is going on in his mind. And he was actually, oh, I burned my... And he woke up and he saw that his finger was burned. And in the spiritual world, Krishna was smiling. I said, oh, this is very interesting. I said, I have to go get this devotee of mine. So mental service is there, is bona fide, but this is of course for advanced devotee. So these three personalities, they were such personalities, very advanced. There's some description how they engaged in service in their minds. But first of all, there's one temple in Vrindavan, Shyamasundar Temple. Like we have Shyamasundar here, we have Shyamasundar Temple. There was founded by Shyamananda Prabhu. And when I was visiting there one time, there were lots of widows. They go there, and they were when I heard chanting, Jaya Jaya Shyamananda Shirasi Kananda Nirubana Seva Korata Ramananda. Jaya Jaya, Shyamananda Prabhu had one very prominent disciple called named Rasikananda. Jaya Jaya Shyamananda Sri Rasikananda Nirubana Seva Koro. Shyamananda Prabhu used to sweep Nirubana Seva Koro. He used to sweep the kunj in Nirubana in Vrindavan. He was engaged like this by Jiva Goswami. Of course, apart from their studying the scriptures and everything, he became great scholar, Shamananda Pandit. But when he was one time when he was sweeping in Nidoban, Paramananda, he became filled in ecstasy. He found one ankle bell bracelet, and he immediately saw this. When he saw that ankle bell bracelet, he said it made the whole kunj effulgent. This is not an ordinary ankle bell. He picked it up. He became just completely filled with ecstasy. This was not an ordinary ankle bell, and he kept very carefully. They buried it with one shovel, and he was thinking how to get this back to the owner. So this was actually, the description is there that this was Srimati Radharani's ankle bell, and she had, of course, orchestrated this pastime for giving mercy to the Shamananda Prabhu. These things don't happen by accident. But this description is their whole story is there, how they were dancing very ecstatically. Radharani, Krishna and the gopis, they were dancing and this ankle bell got lost. And so she sent one of her sakis, Lalita, or sometimes they say Vishaka, they sent her. She took a different form. They're very capable. So she came to this Shamananda Prabhu. She said, did my niece, she dropped one ankle bell. Did you see it here? She said, no. He said, well, maybe I did. Said, but if it's not yours, then the owner should come and claim it. There's different versions of the story. But anyway, this ankle bell was eventually, of course, returned. And sometimes they say Lalita, and sometimes Srimati Radharani herself took the ankle bell, she touched it to the Shamananda Prabhu's forehead, and he became, that time he was given this name, Shamananda, because before that he was known as Krishnadas. So he was given this name, Shamananda, and he was given a very interesting tilak that they still wear, the followers of Shamananda Prabhu. As I said, his prominent disciple was Rasikananda. He was a very prominent follower. And so their line is there in Orissa. Shamananda, they have this tilak. It's a little bit like a Ramanuja tilak. It's like a line. Goes down their nose. Around. So when this tilak and this new name was given, broadcast, this news came there that Shamananda had a new name and a new tilak. This news came back, got back to Bengal, and this Rijay Chaitanya, he said, what is this? Jiva Goswami has given my disciple a new name and a new tilak, and what is this going on? So they eventually came there to Vrindavan, and this way, even though, I mean, Shamananda Prabhu was not only just given new name and new tilak, but he became accepted as one of the associates of these sakis like that, the servant of the sakis. That we pray that Sakirana Gatakara, pray that Tulsi Devi like that. So he got that position. So he was, Rita Chaitanya came there and challenged that, what is this, you're given new name and new tilak and all this. And this way, they had big meetings, and Shamananda Prabhu, he always kept himself. He said, no, I have not given up my service. You are my spiritual master, and you are eternally my spiritual master. And it actually came out that this, some different pastimes were there. So, that is the, what does they say? Chakudan Diloje Janme Janme Prabhupse. That the spiritual master opens our eyes, Chakudan Diloje. He gives us eyes, actually, because we have no eyes to see what is this, our position in this material world. He gives us this vision, Chakudan Diloje. Therefore, Janme Janme Prabhupse. Therefore, he's our master, birth after birth. So this is exemplified by Shamananda Prabhu, that he took that Hridaya Chaitanya, no, I'm your eternal servant, not that anything is going to change, even though he, on the spiritual plane, that he's something different than his spiritual master. His spiritual master is in this servant of the friendly mood with Krishna, and he's the in the Shringar Ras, like that. So anyway, this goes on. Okay, Trivikram, Kram, you have something to say? Shamananda Prabhu Ki Jai.
Yeah, very nice class. So the spiritual master wants the disciple to follow the regulative principles.
Huh?
The spiritual master wants his disciple, I'll never say in his absence, all disciples follow the regulative principles, the process of Krishna consciousness, and the most important thing, preach.
Is what?
The most important thing for the disciples to preach.
Preach, okay.
Preach.
Yes, that's mentioned in the purport today.
And our business is to wake up our devotees to preach. get everybody enthused to preach in any way they can, you know. Because the whole material world is sleeping. So we have to try preach to them and get them woken up.
That's the last sentence in the purport today. It says, however, if by Krishna's mercy he gets in touch with a bona fide spiritual master, abides by his order and serves him, engaging other conditioned souls in the Lord's service, he then attains liberation in Lord Krishna's shelter. So if you want to get liberation in Lord Krishna's shelter, we have to abide by the order of the spiritual master, serve him, and engage other conditioned souls in the Lord's service. Yes, very nice.
Hare Prabhu, very nice class.
Okay,
great.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Prabhu.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.